Arkansas Senate Bill 354, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, was signed into law by Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson late Thursday. The law bans transgender women and girls from participating in publicly funded school and college sports. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
After signing the bill, Governor Asa Hutchinson issued a statement saying, as a fan of women's soccer and basketball, he believes female athletes should not have to compete against a, quote, student of the male sex, meaning transgender women. Holly Dixon, executive director of the ACLU of Arkansas, says if the new law is broken,
well, other students would have a right to sue the school or athletic association or state. If there's a trans athlete, or if they feel there's been retaliation for reporting a potential violation of the law, schools can sue a state entity or licensing or credit organization or athletic association as well, while it denies rights to equal protection under the law, rights granted under Title IX.
Title IX is a federal civil rights law which prohibits sex-based discrimination in publicly funded educational institutions. Dixon says the ACLU is aware of a number of trans female athletes in Arkansas whom she declines to disclose.
And I'm certainly not going to out anyone. Exactly what passage of this bill is going to require.
Arkansas trans activists warn that the law will encourage genital exams during high school and college sport physicals, traditionally conducted to verify an athlete's health, physical fitness, and risk of injury. Hutchinson is the second U.S. governor to enact such a law, says Ben Needham, Strategic Initiatives Director at the Human Rights Campaign, who manages LGBTQ civil rights campaigns in the Deep South. State legislatures across the U.S., he says, have filed dozens of anti-LGBTQ bills.
Yeah, I think we're over 174 now, and more than 90 of those are targeting transgender community.
HRC says the surge of anti-LGBTQ civil rights measures are copies of legislation authored by right-wing interest groups.
States are not even taking the time to read through. They're just, you know, inserting the state name, introducing them, and rushing them through the process.
Of nearly 333 million Americans, 1.4 million adults identify as transgender, according to the Williams Institute based at the UCLA School of Law. Of those, trans youth ages 13 to 17 number around 150,000 based on demographic surveys. So the question is, why are conservative state legislatures, including Arkansas, promulgating so many anti-transgender laws?
They don't understand the full LGBTQ community. But I do believe that this is a wedge issue that they are trying to use to score some political points with the conservative base. And they're trying to use this to run for higher office.
Case in point, Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, who first proposed a trans female sport ban in Arkansas, is running for governor. Conservative lawmakers are also working to blunt the proposed Federal Equality Act, he says, which will prohibit discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity in public accommodations and facilities, including education, as well as employment and housing.
President Biden is a strong supporter of the Equality Act. We fully expect if the Equality Act makes it to his desk that he would sign that bill into law.
But Holly Dixon says the Equality Act will not nullify anti-LGBTQ state laws like the Fairness in Women's Sports Act.
Not without going to court to have a court determine that it violates the federal law.
The NCAA allows transgender athletes to compete based on certain hormone suppression or supplementation level limits. And the Arkansas Activities Association, which sanctions high school sport, will accept a changed birth certificate amended under existing state vital records rules, which the Arkansas legislature also aims to block. Holly Dixon says Arkansas ACLU is not yet taking action on the new anti-trans female sport ban.
What we're doing right now is watching to see just exactly how much damage the Arkansas General Assembly is going to inflict on Arkansans.
For example, the day after he signed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, Governor Asa Hutchinson signed SB 289, the Medical Ethics and Diversity Act, into law. It allows healthcare institutions and providers to refuse care to LGBTQ Arkansans. Dixon says the Arkansas legislature is carrying on with a long and inexplicable tradition of targeting LGBTQ Arkansans, including trying to bar them from adopting and fostering children and succeeding to ban equal access to public accommodations. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And following the governor's signing of SB 354 into law, the race director for the upcoming UCI Cyclocross World Championships in Fayetteville issued a statement on Twitter. Brooke Watts calls the bill discriminatory and hateful and writes, quote, "This bigotry and harm on the part of the governor and the state legislature completely contradicts the community I've gotten to know in the past 36 months as race organizer. The community of Fayetteville that I know is one that is accepting and affirming of all genders. This community," he writes, "the local racers, hardworking local businesses, race personnel, and hundreds of volunteer have worked incredibly hard to put this event on, and we owe it to them to see it through to fruition in Fayetteville." Watts also writes he understands the need to boycott the event, which several racers have already announced they intend to do, but he also encouraged people to take action in other ways, like donating to the many organizations in Arkansas fighting to make the state inclusive for transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming individuals. The race, by the way, is scheduled to take place in Fayetteville in January. Tennessee's legislature, by the way, has passed a bill similar to Arkansas's.